Anita and I were at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and there's some video there of Adolf Hitler coming to power. And he came into power during an economic crisis.
Yep.
And he promised change. And, of course, they were ready for change. When we sat there and listened to him, we looked at each other kind of stunned because it seemed like we had just gone through that in 2008, 2009. And somebody might say, oh, that's just hyperbole. That's outlandish. But I can tell you that this attitude that we've seen from President Barack Obama and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, but particularly President Barack Obama, is exactly that same attitude. It's exactly the same kind of rhetoric that we see coming from that time of our world history, talking about change, using rhetoric to make the populace angry and mobilize them and get them irritated and constantly moving the ball. This is tried and true techniques of socialists and dictators. And if you look at President Obama, he doesn't like people who disagree with him. He tries to belittle them, shout them down, make fun of them. And it doesn't matter whether the American people have rejected those policies or not. They clearly did not want this health care bill. He will still ram it down your throat anyway and essentially say, just allow me to do it. You're going to like it. It's like he knows best for us. Like Nancy Pelosi, vote for it, and then we'll find out what's in the bill, and you're going to like it. Well, that's the socialist mentality that America rejected long ago in our birth certificate called the Declaration of Independence.